The Regional Security Council has put in place temporary measures to contain the chaotic situation in Tamale. This follows a crunch meeting to find a solution to the situation. The outgoing Northern Regional Minister Bitzie Deng told Radio Ghana's Georgia Secretary that the council will meet today to decide on permanent security measures to bring the situation under control. There have been violence clashes among some youth at Lameshegu, a suburb of Tamale, that resulted in the death of two persons and property with several millions of cedis destroyed.
The Regional Security Council meeting was not conclusive because we had many issues on the table to deal with, and the meeting will continue tomorrow. But nevertheless, we are taking some decisions, and one of the important decisions that we are taking is to immediately put in place a joint military police patrol team, which will be patrolling the Tamale and the Tamale Metropolis and then Kalerigo district to ensure that there is law and order in town.
Kalerigo coming to the picture, is it part of the Tamale Metropolis?
In fact, the problem that we are talking about actually was imported from Kalerigo. Kalerigo is a district, an assembly area within the which is adjoining to the Tamale Metropolis. And so the first incident happened in Kalerigo, and the victim was brought to the Tamale Teaching Hospital, and who subsequently died and triggered off the other problems which came up.
Did the issue of a possible curfew come out during the meeting?
No, that matter has not come up yet because there are many issues, but that issue has not been tabled yet. In any case, so far, we have been able to contain the situation.
How long do you intend allowing this joint military?
And so as it goes on, we keep reviewing the situation, and I believe that once there is some improvement in the atmosphere, then we can probably decide otherwise.
Has RESET in any way met with the people who properties were affected? I'm talking about Bayport and other institutions that were also affected, although they may not be directly involved in this incident.
No, we have visited the station which was burned, and we have seen the harm that has been caused and the damage that has been caused. So we met one of the representatives of Bayport and then talked to him. These are matters we are yet to consider.
Outgoing Northern Regional Minister Bitzie Deng.